Welcome back, friends, wizards, witches, and muggles. We're back with another episode of Accio Pottercast. Welcome back to another year at Hogwarts, Year 7, Secrets of the Deathly Hallows Untold. I'm your host, Witch Stephanie, a current fourth-year student at Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. And I'm also the head girl of my house, Gryffindor, might I say. We've got some exciting magical things to discuss today, so let's go ahead and open our acceptance letters and see what we've got to reveal. So, as we reminisce on the late anniversary of the Battle of Hogwarts, which was actually a couple weeks ago on May 2nd, depicted in the Harry Potter films, we relive yet another year of great treachery and sadness on behalf of the lives lost of our beloved characters. So today we're actually going to discuss those characters and the predicted outcomes at the end of the series, as we share our thoughts on those who died and if they really needed to die, when, let's be real, we all hope to hold on to them a little longer. So we've actually brought in some of our favorite characters to get an inside scoop of our exclusive Daily Prophet clip, to hear their opinions on if their characters should have really died or not, and hopefully spill some tea, or should I say butterbeer, on the Potterhead magic. So don't fall off your brooms, muggles, because it's about to thunderstorm. And as always, although we mustn't tell lies, we solemnly swear we're up to no good. Alrighty, friends, so let's fly right into the wizarding world and start off with our most beloved and favorite house elf, Dobby. Now, as we all know the story of Dobby, he was the house elf for the Malfoy family until he interfered with Harry Potter's letters from his friends Ron Weasley and Hermione Granger during the Chamber of Secrets. Now, basically, long story short, Voldemort kind of came back to Hogwarts and was like, yo, Harry, you're in danger. So Dobby steps in and was like, no, I don't want you to go back to Hogwarts, so I'm just going to take all your letters from your friends so that way you think they hate you and then you won't want to go back to school next year. Well, let's fast forward to the end of the film. Harry secretly hides a sock in Tom Riddle's diary, to which Lucius Malfoy actually handed to Dobby without even realizing the sock was in it, and he ended up freeing Dobby of his house elf duties and to the family. After that, Dobby had remained great friends with Harry and had continuously served to protect him at all costs. Now, if we look forward in the Deathly Hallows, Part 1, Harry, Ron, and Hermione, we find them trapped by some Death Eaters and attempts to destroy one of the Horcruxes. Dobby, however, comes in the nick of time to transport the young wizards out of the troublesome battle with the Dark Wizards. But the moment that Dobby snaps his fingers, Bellatrix Lestrange, love her, throws a knife right at them and actually catches the magic at the very edge, stabbing Dobby in the chest and killing him. Now, Dobby falls right to the ground and shares his last words with Harry Potter as he falls, and Harry builds him a grave in respect to Dobby and his past doings. So, Dobby's death is nevertheless one of the most heartening and depressing moments within the series, as Dobby depicts a friendly creature who lived his life to serve others, and that's what he has done with his help. Without the help of our famous three, they would not have been able to escape in time. So was his death necessary? No, it most likely could have been avoided if they escaped earlier, but we know Dobby passed for a good reason, as a hero serving Harry Potter one final time. Okay, so let's hear from Dobby, the house elf himself, who's actually here with us in the studio today. Dobby, how are you this fine day?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Great. So Dobby, we all love you dearly, and you've kept a place in all our hearts in the wizarding world. So every year on your death day, JK Rowling actually posts an apology on Twitter, as she says, "It's that anniversary again. This year, I apologize for killing someone who didn't die during the hashtag Battle of Hogwarts, but who laid down his life to save the people who'd win it. I refer, of course, to Dobby the House Elf." So Dobby, tell us your thoughts on JK Rowling's apology of your death day anniversary, and do you agree with her choice to do this to your character?
Well, Dobby has lived a great life with great witches and wizards, like Harry Potter and his friends. Dobby has been happy ever since Harry Potter has helped to set him free. Dobby does not mind he had died, because Dobby died for his friends to live. Dobby knew this day would come, as he comes to protect, even if he does have to shut his ears in the oven door. Dobby is now truly free, and Dobby wants only the best for the ones he loves.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Thank you, Dobby, for your time with us today. And on behalf of all the witches and wizards out there, we thank you for your kind service and goodness to the wizarding world. Let's all raise our wands to our beloved Dobby. Alrighty friends, moving on next, we have my favorite portion of the episode, the spell of the day that I, Stephanie, head girl of Gryffindor, get to teach my fellow classmates who are listening in today. So during my charms class this morning with Professor Flitwick, we were taught the Obliviation Charm, which is used to erase or modify the memory of another. So here, the recipient will lose a portion or even all of their memory, depending on how strong the spell actually is. A famous moment a wizard actually used this charm was the esteemed author Gilderoy Lockhart, who, in the Chamber of Secrets, evidently ended up erasing his own memory after casting it on Ron and Harry with a backfiring wand. Good one, Ron. So to perform this charm, the witch or wizard must have their wands at the ready and point directly to the recipient to whom they wish to use the spell upon. So without losing a single trace of focus, they must profoundly say Obliviate. So give that a go, friends, and congratulations, you've either passed your ordinary wizarding levels, or maybe you failed your owls. Alrighty, up next on the list, we have one of the best wizards to have ever walked among us at Hogwarts School, as well as in the wizarding world. That's right, the Albus Dumbledore. This wizard has served as headmaster of Hogwarts for many, many years, upon his sudden death during the Half-Blood Prince. Now, as we all are aware, Dumbledore had devised a plan to defeat the Dark Lord, he who must not be named, with Severus Snape and Harry Potter. Snape had actually been chosen several years ago, before Harry Potter had even taken his first steps, and Severus had to prove his loyalty to Voldemort in order to gain his full faith and trust in him so he can take him down. So Severus uses the killing curse, leaving Dumbledore to fall to his death at his home of Hogwarts School, allowing Voldemort to completely trust him. So, Albus, now that you're here with us today, how do you feel in this instance? Do you believe there was in fact another way to stop the Dark Lord without risking your life and protecting it all?
I believe in the best interest of Harry Potter and of others that was, in fact, the ideal plan of action. I do care strongly for those who have been by my side and have fought with me through each adventure, but all good things must come to an end. I have done my part to serve the professors, the staff, and the students to whom are my family, as they have so gratefully done for me. This is the future of the brightest and most courageous wizards we have presented. I shall not let any witch or wizard stand by in their way. As I've said to Mr. Potter before, difference of habit and language are nothing at all if our aims are identical and our hearts are open. Happiness can be found even in the darkest of times if one only remembers to turn on the light.
That was amazing, Professor. Truly wonderful. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts for your continued support through this battle of wizards, good and bad. May your character rest in peace and have as many birdie bots, every flavor beans, even the earwax flavors. Come now, everyone, as we raise our wands to the best and most strongest wizard of all time.
Wow,
Whew, that was a tough one, guys. All right, I think we're gonna have to cut to a commercial break. We've got the next greatest thing, folks. No, not the Nimbus 2000, but Fred and George Weasley's newest joke shop, Weasley's Wizards Wheezes. Take a look.
Have you ever wanted to prank your silly Herbology professors, your mean Quidditch coaches, or your mother for frequently getting angry about you, constantly stealing the flying car far too many times, possibly exposing wizardry to muggles and putting the wizarding world at risk for eternity? Aren't you tired of the typical fart cushion prank and the boggart charm? Well, lucky for you, Fred and George's new joke shop, Weezy's Wizard Weezers, has got exactly what you need, located on number 93 Diagon Alley. Founded by these twins, the wily bunch who dedicated their lives to mayhem and pulling practical jokes on their friends and family, Weezy's Wizard Weezers rose to become a must-shop destination for wizards and witches of all ages. From extendable ears to reusable hangmen, skiving snack boxes, love potions, piney puffs to many, many more, the Weezy brothers have got it all. For only 18 sickles, you can come home with a 10-second pimple vanisher if you use the code Weezy for 20% off. So what are you waiting for? Pick up your broom and let us help you start planning your pranks today. Alrighty, friends, wizards, witches, grab your butterbeer and your chocolate frogs, because our final wizard of the day is none other than the man himself, Severus Snape, professor at Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry, and the Half-Blood Prince, and of course, the final puzzle to Dumbledore's army in defeating the Dark Lord. As he was one of the several wizards who passed during the Battle of Hogwarts, we remember Severus Snape as one of the bravest men produced within the Harry Potter films. As we are aware, Snape was undercover the entire time, misleading our perception of him and his dark ways, only in turn to be a hero for the wizarding world. Professor Snape, tell us about your death scene.
Well, although a death scene was not in my interest, as I gladly mentioned to Miss Rowling, as it was somewhat necessary for the story to evolve in such a way that logic would be present, I do believe Severus Snape could and should have lived on as Professor of the Defence Against the Dark Arts classes, but I shall take the desired outcome with pride. After all, my character portrayed a great deal of bravery and utmost respect for the students and teachers at this school. I believe the admiration of those who had followed our journey is fulfilling enough.
Well said, Professor. We, as a family, we thank you for your devotion to the wizarding world, and we express our gratitude to you as we raise our wands one final time.
Okay, everyone, and that concludes our final interview of the day. I just want to give a massive thank you to all these amazing characters for coming out to the studio today to help us out and gather our final thoughts on their outcomes in the story. So again, thank you guys all so much for listening. Hope you had a great time, and we'll see you next year. Finally, another year ends, and with that, I leave you with Mischief Managed.